Well, that's amazing. I got a text today, Brother Allen, and right after service this morning, we were over with Brother Kenneth Hammack over at Shady Oaks Baptist Church over there in Providence, North Carolina this morning, and God met with us, and we had a wonderful meeting. I got a text right after that. We were on our way to eat, and they said, "Look, or is Deborah driving?" I thought to myself, "Honey, as big as God was this morning, I'll be able to drive all right." Amen. But it's good to be here. The last time I was here, I was sort of associated a little bit with Dr. Billy Martin. Amen. Brother Billy was here, and we got to come and just tell just a little bit about the ministry that God's called us in. And I'll just take a moment this afternoon to do that, but I want to break the bread of life. Somebody say amen. Look here, to get into the Word of God. But we are the walkers. This is my lovely wife, my girlfriend, my friend, my arguing mate. Somebody say amen. We do all that, amen. If you told the truth, you do too, amen. Now look, I had a preacher over here tell me a while ago, we are in the house of God. Now we're expecting a holy and a righteous God to meet with us, but we don't even want to be honest with ourselves, amen. So look, I'll be frank with you, sometimes we don't see eyeball to eyeball. Now we're not one of these guy people that just come in here telling everything's lovely, everything's good. They need to get right with God. Somebody say amen. Honey, we all living in a world, amen. And we may not be of this world. We may be just passing through. We may be pilgrims in a strange country, but while we're here, we're here. Yes, we're here. So, but this is my lovely wife. We're church planting missionaries to Sambales, Philippines. Hey, we're excited about that. Just got back just a few days ago. We was over there for 16 days, and what a wonderful trip it was for us. And for the glory of God, in the year 2013, was over 1,200 souls got saved by the grace of God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, that ought to excite you. If nothing else excites you, the Bible says that when one truly gets saved, there's rejoicing, not by the angels, but in the presence of the angels. Now, who's in the presence of the angels? If the people in heaven are rejoicing, amen, we down here, the Bible says, rejoice unto the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice forevermore, amen. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. If we ever could get to the place that we could share the joy of God, and they could see it out there inside of us, we could, hey, look here, we could change Danville, Virginia, and all the United States of America. Right. But you know something? The devil's got a tool. And that tool is sadness. He'll feed you a lie. Somebody say, the Bible says he's a liar and the father of it. Right. Somebody say amen. He'll feed you some deceit. He'll give you a counterfeit. And you know what? Sometimes when we come to the house of God, we're madder than we were when we come. Somebody say amen. I've learned something being a Baptist preacher. Just let her go. Woo! Say amen. Just let her go, Brother Allen. And you know what? Let the chips fall where they may. Because you know something? If you're in this thing for popularity, you're probably not going to go far. But if you're in this thing for the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost, God will get the glory. Amen. But it's good to be here, and it was good to meet Donnie and he and Brother James when I've got to meet them, and what a blessing it is. It's good to see Lawrence and his beautiful wife here this evening. Amen. Oh, amen, brother. I met them at an old-fashioned Bible Baptist meeting today. And you know where that was at? They were feeding people. Say amen. Now, if you really want to get a meeting, you put a sign out here on the road, hey, a Baptist feeding, and you can fill this place up. Somebody say amen. That's all you got to do. If you'll act like, if you'll just act like social service, honey, we'll fill this place up. Say amen. Oh, listen to me, William. But I met them today, and I said, look, guys, I said, we're going to be down at Faith. I said, we're going to be down at Brother Donnie. I said, why don't y'all come on down? And you know, after we talked and shouted it, because I was a shouting. We were sitting in Golden Corral, and I'm loud at church. Woo! Somebody say amen. Hey. And I'm loud in Walmart. Hey. And I'm loud at Golden Corral. You say, well, unto God, I'm so reverent. I know you so reverent, the whole world's going to hell. You sit back trying to walk and talk and be something that you're not. Somebody say amen. If you put a little joy in your heart, a little excitement about you, you'll get the notice of somebody else. Somebody say amen. And you know what? Somebody else might want what you got. And you know what I've learned? That's an opportunity, Brother Donnie, to tell them about Jesus Christ. They ask my wife this all the time. They say, does he act like that all the time? Everywhere I go, they ask my wife that question. Does he act like that? Oh, sure. I remember, Brother, July the 23rd, 1997, when I got saved by the marvelous grace of God. Yeah. Look here, I haven't been the same since. I tried everything the world had to offer. And let me tell you something, when Jesus Christ come alive inside of me, I'm not going to back up, slack up, or shut up till I'm taken up. Amen. If they cut my head off, I'm still going to shout and praise Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. It's good to be here. I won't preach long. I'm most of the time about an hour, hour and a half. Amen. That most of the time gets their attention. Amen. Most places I go, and I've got a lot of dear friends, you know, Dr. Billy Martin, Dr. Noel Fry, Brother Don Collins. I know some of the men of old, and I preached with them, and I preached meetings with them. And sometimes when you go to places, brother, they look at you strangely. Amen? Why don't you just let go and let God minister to you tonight? Stop looking at the man and try to feel the Spirit of the Lord tonight. Luke chapter number 19. Luke chapter 19. When you find your place tonight, you stand for the reading of the Word of God. Luke chapter number 19. We'll read one verse. We'll pray over the Word of God. Thank you, Brother Donnie, for letting us come. Appreciate you opening up the door that we may come and share not only our burden, but share the Word of God. Everyone stand. We'll read one verse. Chapter 19 of the Gospel of Luke. Verse number 10. Dr. Luke writing, and he makes this statement, and I'll go back and catch the other texts in a moment. But he makes this statement in verse 10. He says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. I want to speak or preach on this topic tonight. A mission with a message. A mission with a message. You pray when I pray. Father, we bow before you tonight, God, in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we love you. Thank you for first loving us. And Lord, we need you this evening. Lord, we ask you, God, would you be willing to put a hedge around this place, around the pulpit? And God, would you give us that unction we need, Lord, to glorify and edify Jesus Christ tonight? Lord, we thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to speak. But God, we want to edify our Lord and Savior. And God, we ask you tonight, Lord, to bless us time we have together, for we ask it in the name above every name, the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to go back just in the beginning and read this up to chapter number 10 for you. I'm sure without a shadow of a doubt, if you studied word or read the Word of God, you're very familiar with this scripture. But he says that his words will not return void. Amen. The Bible reads and states in Luke chapter number 19 and verse number 1, it says, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought it to see Jesus. Huh? If I could find something like that today, say amen. And he sought it to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was of little stature. He ran before him and climbed into a sycamore tree to see him, and for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and he came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured. Boy, when God starts doing something, it don't take that religious crowd long to murmur, does it? Somebody say amen. Oh, listen, it says, and they all murmured, saying that he was going to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abram. And for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. When you get to Luke chapter number 19, you find something very interesting. You find the Lord Jesus Christ doing what God the Father had planted him on planet Earth to do. Amen? He is busy in the ministry doing what God the Father has sent him to do. If it's anything that encouraged me, if it's anything that fires me up, if it's anything that makes me want to fly over hell with a water pistol, may I say it is, look here, to be where God wants me to be in the center of the will of a holy and a righteous God. May I say, we see Jesus and he's entering and passing through Jericho, doing what God told him to do. May I say, and may we stop and think about the scripture just a moment. I wonder tonight, where is your Jericho? Where are you passing by? What is it that influences you and helps you to get you on fire to do the things that Jesus done as he walked on the face of this earth? Jesus was sent here on a mission. Can I tell you something? From the beginning of time, when God in heaven started to create all the devil was ever created, when he created the sun and the moon, and he took the stars and stuck them in their socket and named each and every one of them, hey, God himself was on a mission to accomplish what he himself had placed before him. Honey, if you and I don't have anything before us that we want to accomplish for Jesus Christ, honey, we might as well throw in the towel. We might as well quit, Brother Allen. We might as well go on back to doing what we were doing. We might as well give up on God and give up on everything else. Honey, well, don't worry about it. Bible says, look here, that, hey, once saved, always saved. These things that are right unto you, believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal salvation. And with that being said, look here, if we don't have the mind that God in heaven wants us to have, to grasp and to understand what he truly wants us to do, hey, we'll find ourselves getting stale. Amen? We'll find ourselves just being still, wondering and waiting on God to do something. When you read the Word of God, you'll find that God used many people and many illustrations, but every time he did, it always involved people. It always involves. God is a people God. Amen? And look here, we find his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we get here to Luke chapter number 19, we find Jesus busy doing, Brother Allen, what God the Father had sent him here to do. I don't know about you. I want to be busy doing something for God. I want to have that encouragement. I want to have that joy. I want to have that laughter. I want to be somebody that everybody wants to be around. Hey, how can you do that? You got to have the joy of the Lord in your heart. Many people are serving God today, and can I tell you, they're serving him in bitterness. They're serving him, hey, with a broken heart, with a broken spirit. And we today, as God's people, if we're going to reach out into a world that's lost and undone and literally on their way to a devil's hell, we're going to have to show some God inside of us. How do you do that? Hey, you get busy doing what God wants you to do. Sometimes it's not what we choose to do. Say amen. If you had ever told me I was going to be a church planting missionary in the Philippines, I would have laughed you under the table. I haven't lost a thing in the Philippines. That's what I would have told you. But today, hey, look here, not only are we about building churches, not only are we over there doing the ministry that God called us in, 1,200 people. Do you hear what I said? I did not say 12. I said 1,200 people got saved under the ministry in the year 2013. Woo! It's all right. You can clap. Do what you want to. Oh, we don't clap. I know, but Psalms did and Job's did. It's amazing how we use some of this book, but we won't use it all. Amen. Say amen. Oh, don't tell me how much you love this book when I can contradict what you believe by this book.
Right.
Woo!
Amen.
Oh, let me tell you something. We as God's people, we need to enjoy the journey that God has placed us on, and we find Jesus doing exactly what he did. And on his mission, God allowed him to meet someone. Hey, the Bible says Zacchaeus, a rich man. I like to reach rich people. Woo! Hey, man. You know what I tell them? Give, give, give. You say, oh, preacher, y'all not do that? Bible says you have not because you ask not. Somebody say amen. Can I tell you? But hey, look here. Little is much when God is in it, isn't it?
Right.
I can tell you the story of a widow who just gave 2 pence, Brother Allen. And Jesus told that rich crowd, he said, hey, she give more than any of you because she give all she had.
Yeah.
Oh, look here, he puts him across, and on his journey he meets a man named Zacchaeus, and the Bible said he was a rich. He was a man of small stature. He was a tax collector. Look here, over the publicans. But the bottom line on this, what I see when I see this man, Zacchaeus, Brother Allen, I see a man with a desire. You can give him all the titles you want to give him, Brother Donald, Brother Donnie, but the bottom line on the deal is this right here. You've got to see way beyond what this word is going showing you unless you're ever going to get a vision of God. And I see a man in the Word of God, look here, that had a desire. He had a desire to see Jesus Christ. You know what I'm seeing as I travel this country up and down the roads of the United States of America? Hey, as we travel this world preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, I'm not seeing a whole lot of people in America who really wants Jesus Christ. The only time we need Jesus Christ is when we're down in the dumps. Say amen. Amen. You know I'm telling you the truth tonight. Look here, the only time we need you, the only time we really get serious about our prayer time is when we're down and out, we're up against a wall, we're in a valley, and God, you want God to pick you up. It's when we want God to do something personal for us, that's when we desire Him the most. Here in Luke chapter 19, you find Jesus on the ministry that God the Father sent him. And the Bible says that he run across a rich man. Hey, a man of Saul, small stature, but I see a man with a desire. He got over his position. He got over who he was. He got over his stature in the community. He got over the titles, Brother Allen, that he carried. He got over himself enough to realize that there was a man and he had heard about this old Nazarene. Woo! Somebody say amen. This old Nazarene that had been traveling the country and hey, look, you're making the lame to walk and the dumb to talk and the blind to see. And you know what? It does? Some of this had fed back to Jericho just a little bit and he got on fine. Hey, look here, this rich man, this Zacchaeus had heard about this man that done all this stuff and it inspired him so much. And it got his curiosity up and he said, I need to see this man called Jesus. Can I tell you something? We need in our churches today people who really want to serve God. Amen. Has a desire to get over the things they're going through, the things we're up against, and just sell out and let God just be God. Amen. We're so tied up in the ethics and the movement of the United States of America, that we've let the America take God out of our churches. Now listen, you can say all you want to say. You can frown, you can smile, you can do what you want. When I get behind this table here, this is a holy ground. And we're going to glorify God. And the only way you're ever going to glorify God is you're going to have to get a hold of God's people. You're going to have to touch the hearts and the minds of God's people. And we're not going to get it using little old Bible illustrations and a three-point outline and a prayer. You got to manifest yourself in the Word of God and see what the Word of God is trying to encourage us to do. And we got to get a desire. Here was a lost man that God had touched before we ever seen Jesus. Now let's stop and meditate on that just a little bit. How many people are you and I meeting every day of our life? And what are they seeing? Now I laugh and I carry on about everywhere I go. Because if I can't, I don't go anymore. Say amen. I think God's house ought to be the happiest place any Christian goes. And if you can't go to the house of God and feel comfortable, you might better check up. Somebody say amen. You might ought to check up just a little bit. And with that being stated, let me tell you something. How many people do we influence? How many people do we come in contact in our daily walk, in our daily life, doing what we want to do? Jesus was on a mission, and when he entered in and passed through Jericho, there was one man. Are you listening to me? There was one man that had a desire to see him, and Jesus knew that. Can I tell you tonight, God already knows your heart. God knows what you're sitting right there thinking right now, and he's got a penman. He's got a man with a penman. You know who's doing? A little angel's pinning in what you're thinking right now. And when you die, and when you stand before the judgment seat of God, you'll give an answer for what you're thinking, honey. You listening to me now? Oh, you might better be, because you're going to check up when God gets there. We'll not correct Almighty God. Everybody thinks we're going to die and we're going to go to heaven, Brother Donnie, and we're going to run up there and kiss all over God. Have you lost your mind? It's never going to happen. The only thing you and I are going to do, we're going to bow before him and cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God. Yeah. Ain't nobody going to be, well, John laid his head on his bosom. You're not John and neither am I. Somebody say amen.
Right.
You'll not go to heaven and hug all over God. I don't know who told you that lie, but it's a lie. You will reference him as God.
Amen.
And we might as well get used to referencing him right now. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He's God. He's bigger. He's better. And he's over us. And he rules. And if we'll ever get that seed of thought inside of our mind that what God has already done for us, here was a rich man. And look here, he had never seen God do anything, Brother Allen, but he had heard about what God done, and he gave him a desire inside to make him want to see the God. Hey, this man, look here, that had been doing all this stuff. You know something? If we could just get a touch of revival, if we could just get a little touch of the Holy Ghost of God, if we could take that flame and get a fire from it once again, if we could get to stirring and moving in the right direction, I believe the God of heaven would give reference to it. I believe he would reach down. He would touch hearts. He would change lives. He would straighten out messes. He would save soul from hell. You know what? We just need a desire. We need a desire to do something for God.
Yeah,
oh, how are you going to do it? You need to see him. He got over himself so much. And you know what? When you get to reading this, it'll really blow your mind. Here was a rich man. Is that what the Word of God said? Of small stature. Hey, look here. Chief among the publicans. Is that what it says? And guess what he done?
He climbed a tree. Yeah. Went unto God. Now, can't you see a rich man in the time we live in to go out here and climb a tree?
Yeah.
He got over himself. Donnie, he got over who he was. His position in the community. He got of it so much. His desire in him got so real. It got to burning so much, Brother Allen. Look here, he said, I don't care what they say. I don't care what they look at. I don't care what they think. The man's coming through. I don't want to miss it. And you know what? If we could ever get that fire inside of us, that desire inside of us, and we could just let everything that everybody says and what everybody thinks just blow like the wind. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And just get on fire that we would just search for Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, no one can change you and I like Jesus can.
Here was a man. Here was a man. And look here, he wanted to see Jesus so much that, look here, hey, he went and climbed a tree. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a personal question tonight? What are you? What are you, personally, you willing to do? That'll go against the grains of what you really believe. What are you willing to do for Jesus? What are you willing to sacrifice for Jesus? What is it that Jesus means so much to you that we don't go through our little rituals? Somebody say amen. Because I'm going to tell you something, the churches are in the ritual. Everywhere I go up and down the East Coast of America, even out Midwest, Brother Lawrence, they're in a ritual. They got their system. They got their plan. They go through it every time, over and over and over and over. God ain't in it.
Right.
It's time to open up the door. Let God be just God. You're looking for revival. You're looking for a stirring. You're looking for something from a holy and righteous God, but yet you got him programmed. Holy Ghost can't work programmed. I was in the Philippines. I'm chasing a rabbit. I know, Lord.
Lord always tell me when I chase a rabbit.
I was in the Philippines. They have a school there, K through sixth grade. Brother Donnie there. They were getting ready for their graduation. And they was practicing on me. They wanted me to see what God had done in that school. And so they had the little fifth, sixth grade students that come in really out. And they come in, and I was sitting on the front pew, and they come in right across the front of the communion table, and they sung a song. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
I'm talking about these little children now.
Right.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Their teacher was sitting in a chair in the middle of the aisle. She says, okay, John 3:16, English. Because they speak Tongkolic, and I don't speak Tongkolic. Somebody say amen. They got to quote scripture, Brother Donnie. I'm not talking about one scripture. Brother Al, I'm not talking about quoting the scripture.
Yeah.
She said so-and-so. They quoted that scripture. She said so-and-so. They quoted it. I'm talking about 5-6-year-old children, okay? Hey, they just kept quoting scripture after scripture. Honey, I can include them. Woo! I lost my Baptist belief. I had me a time. I turned into Baptist. Somebody say amen. Oh, under God, I come and Somebody say amen. All the American was over there. They wanted to make sure he got to preach. Honey, I can't preach no matter what they're doing. Honey, sometimes we get self out of the way. Get over who we think we are and just let loose, let God go. Honey, we can have revival in the United States of America again.
Amen.
Oh, we just let go and let God. Yeah. Well, you got to have to do that. You got to have a desire. You got to have a desire. Oh, you got to have a desire deep inside of you, just like this lost man. Oh, listen to me. You got to be on. Hey, you got to be on a mission with the message that matters. Zacchaeus knew that what mattered to him was carried by the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, the only thing really matters between you and I is what's carried by the Lamb of the God. He says, I'm God. I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He says, you know what we've done? Hey, let's stop and think about that just for a moment, and I'll finish this thing up. Let's think about church back when Grandpa and Granny used to go. Woo! Got quiet in here now, didn't it? Yeah, let's think about church when Grandpa and Granny used to go. How Grandpa and Granny used to come in and out of the house. Oh, it wasn't new for Grandpa and Granny to be alive today because they wouldn't fit in our Baptist churches.
Right.
You mean to tell me you lived over all of all you got? Honey, back in, that was the stuff. Somebody say amen. I was raised back up in the mountains, Blue Ridge Mountains, under the Blue Ridge Parkway. Are you listening to me? Honey, one night all my friends was copperheads and bears. Amen. Hey, they didn't have nothing else up there. Didn't nobody live for miles around. Bless God, didn't have no lights. You had a lantern. Didn't have no running water. We had a creek and a spring. Didn't have no inside bathroom like we got today. You had an outside job.
Yeah.
But when it comes to church time, hey, we didn't say, Mama, we ain't going. Or Daddy, we ain't going. You got ready. And you best be ready, because if you didn't, Daddy had something for you. I remember getting up on Sunday morning and taking old grand boots, where we slop the hogs in and fed the cattle and get the manure off of them and take lard. Do you know what's in lard? Out of a gallon jarred lard. Oh, H&C large mouth coffee thing. Reach your hand down in there and polish your shoes with lard.
Amen.
Boy, we've come a long way today, haven't we? Man, we got padded pews and carpet on the floor and fans and beautiful lights and air conditioning. And we still can't satisfy them enough to get them inside the house of God.
Right. Man.
Somebody say amen. You can give them everything the world has to offer. Let me tell you something. Something still looks better right there. You want to know why? Because you know what? I don't know about you, but hey, you know, I haven't been saved all that long. And can I tell you something? I used to couldn't stand to go to church. Look at all them bunch of hypocrites. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Because you know something? When a drunk walks in, or a dope head walks in, or a harlot walks in them doors, y'all hands ought to be like Christ. I ought to go out and talk about that. Instead of standing back and judge them for what they got on and what they look like and what they smell like, you ought to be reaching out to them. And if you ever grow a work for God, you'll either reach out to them or you'll never have nothing.
Yeah.
You'll never have. Hey, by the good grace of God, we founded and pastored, thus said at the Lord Baptist Church in Fieldale, Virginia. Hey, for 8 years, God allowed us to be there. And can I tell you how we built it? We went out into the hedges and the highways and the dope houses and the crack houses and the jump, yeah, the beer joints, and we propelled them to come into the house of God.
Amen.
And guess what? I never had a problem inside the church. Because as long as I had that bunch of rednecks in there, I was good. Somebody say amen. Well, nobody going to give me no lip. Honey, they come off the street. They know how to fight well. Amen. And let me tell you something. Hey, what did it take? It took a desire. Hey, look here, to see Jesus Christ and proclaim Jesus Christ. It says, look here, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. We see his name. The Son of Man gives us the character of Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? The humanity of Jesus Christ, God manifested in the flesh. I'm so happy today that I can stand before you and tell you, because Jesus was who he was, God manifested in the flesh, that I'm saved by the grace of God.
Yeah,
can I tell you something? You're either saved by the blood, you're washed in the blood, and you're not going to the same heaven that I am going to. Amen. Oh, we tell him, he said, for the Son of Man. Hey, he gave his name. He told Zacchaeus, he says, I want you
you to know who I am. And you know what?
Zacchaeus had already heard of him. Hey, he got reference of him and he had a desire to know him. And this is what Jesus said. He said, I want you to know who I am. I am the Son of Man. Hey, look here. I am the Son of God. I am God manifested in human flesh. Amen. Yeah. He said, I want you to know that you're just not talking to any Joe off the street. Yeah, he said, I want you to know that you're talking to the one that created it all that's ever been created and ever will be created. He said, I'm the master of the universe and the holder of those who are mine in my hand. Yeah.
He said, I want you to know who I am. Can I tell you something tonight? That's the same God that still holds J.D. Walker. And if you're saved, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, that's the same Son of God that holds you. Amen. Yeah. Honey, he protects you. Hey, he comforts you. He gives you everything you need, everything you desire. Hey, it's time for us to let go, let God loosen up and desire something in our life except the same old rut that we already in. Somebody said that. Oh, honey, I'm going to get probably want to do something different. Amen. I like to get away every once in a while. I get excited. I'll take a trip right across the top of them pews. Don't think so. Ask Brother Noah Fry. He'll tell you. You say, well, I don't really believe in that. Really? I don't think I asked you. Woo! Under God, need to let go and let God. Amen. Wow. Some of the best, but you know something, just down the road just a little bit. Just down the road a little bit, Brother Donnie. You get down in and around Thomasville, North Carolina. Down in Trinity, North Carolina. You get down around High Point in Artsdale, North Carolina. Now, honey, if you want to go to a Baptist meeting, be careful where you stop at, because, honey, they're going to meet with you. You say, what are you saying, preacher? They're not as laid back as us Virginians are. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me, honey. Hey, look here. They go, hey, get on fire for God. They're serving God. Why? Because they had a desire and they met the Son of Man.
Amen.
They met the one who's God himself. Let me ask you something. You know him? Now, wait a minute. Don't go on what you believe. Can I tell you something about knowing God? He'll come alive on the inside.
That's right.
Woo! Say amen. He'll come alive on the inside.
Yeah.
And when he comes alive on the inside, if you'll give him dominion on the inside, he'll take over the outside. Somebody say amen. Oh, let me tell you something. He'll make you act like me. Say amen. Oh, I can hear you now. Well, I don't know about that. Honey, you just keep on, hey, you just keep on being sour. You keep on sitting there enjoying your old dull life. You just keep on. I'm going to shout it out. Somebody say amen. I'm going to have me a time. When I get to heaven, since you didn't like clapping too good, let me tell you another one. Whoa! When I get to heaven, I'm going to go up the street. I said, the street. There's not no streets in heaven. The song is wrong.
Right. Amen.
It's one street. And it goes around and around and around and it goes up 12 stories.
Yeah.
Somebody say amen. You want to know why it goes up 12 stories? 12 tribes of Israel. And you know what old J.D.'s going to do? I'm going to back good right up to the top. You say, well, we don't really believe in dancing. Oh, really? Be careful what you say. You better have some Bible to believe in that. Because I got some Bible. Mine's a King James. Somebody say amen.
Yep.
It says David danced.
Amen.
And I also got the same book. It says he was after God's own heart.
Yes,
so I guess that's really tells you why you're so far away from God. Somebody say amen.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We need to just let go. Let God get some desires. Why? Because he said, I'm the Son of Man.
Yeah.
I'm God. Is he God in your life? Is he really God in your life?
Yes.
Or is he a God you control?
Hallelujah.
You turn on, you turn off. You serve, you not, you don't serve. You know something? It don't take much to make Baptist mad, does it? Talk to me a little bit.
Come on, Rachel.
You want God to meet with you? You got this nut down here for a preacher this evening. You know something? If we don't get no help, we might as well man in vain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's say each one of us asked, I said this. Why ain't God the God that he used to be in my life? Because we got over him being what he wanted to be in our life, and we changed God in our life. Because he didn't want everything we wanted.
He told Zacchaeus, he says, listen to me. He said, I am the Son of God. He says, I am God. Can you remember when you met God? Woo! I don't know about you, but I do. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. He says, look here. He says, I've come to seek and see. You see his character, but you see his condensation. He says, I've come. He says, I've come with a purpose and a goal and an ambition. He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Somebody say amen. He said, I come. He says, I'm on a mission. He said, I come here to die for the sins of the world. Honey, that's your sins. That's my sin. That's the world's sin. Then look at him. He said, I've come to seek and save. He came. Look here. He was condescended from heaven. Why? Because he loved you. Because he loved me. And he loved Zacchaeus, brother Dowd. He loved us enough. Look here. That he was willing to leave the portals of heaven and come and die on the old rugged cross. Somebody say amen. For you and me. Oh, I don't know about you. That fires me up. Hey, I can get excited about somebody loving me so much.
Yeah.
Because you know something? When you're raised on a farm, you had to go up, you had to grow up quick. There was chores to be done.
Yeah.
You had to know it, Brother Lawrence.
That's right.
And look at what? Hey, we lost a whole lot of our little childhood or our livelihood when we was little because we had to work. Hey, when we weren't big enough to walk through a table load, when they dug in tables, you had to be out there with old Pet Bucket. That's what you could do, picking up in tables. Yeah. Honey, you don't know what that is anymore. You know why? Because you go to Walmart and you buy them.
That's right.
You don't even know how to raise a potato anymore.
That's
somebody say amen. Amen. May God have mercy on our soul.
Yeah.
Most of us don't even go to Walmart. If you travel up and down the road as much as we do, this is what you get. What are we eating? Somebody say amen. You know, it's about where we're going to stop and get something to eat. Amen.
Oh, listen to me. He said, I've come to seek and save that which was lost. Let me find a place. He said, what? Hey, his work to save. The cost he's willing to pay. Hey, isn't it good that God loved us? Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who shall ever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, for the world through him might be saved. He believed not condemned, and he believes not already condemned. We have not believed in the only begotten name of the Son of God. Amen. Oh, listen to me. Hey, he loved us so much, but hey, this is what he said. He said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. You see the conquering. You see the conquering. Hey, how Jesus was willing to sacrifice. I want to show you something in the Word of God here real quick. We'll close, okay? I've got about 7 minutes.
This is what the Word of God says. Look what the Word of God says. Look at verse 5. You with me? Say amen.
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 Now this is Jesus. He's coming to Jericho. Now it's a multitude around him. Are you listening to me? It's a multitude flocking Jesus Christ. Everybody wanted to see this Nazarene. Everybody wanted to see what next miracle he was going to perform. Jesus walks through Jericho, and this is what he does. Look at verse 5. And he says, when Jesus came to the place, say amen.
Amen.
He knew. He knew where Zacchaeus was. You want to know why I believe? He knew where Zacchaeus was because Zacchaeus that day was really the only one really looking for him.
That's right.
Everybody else, Brother Allen, was flogging him, trying to see what he was going to do next. And Zacchaeus was looking for a place that he could get just so his eyes could behold the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus knows who loves him. Jesus knows who cares about him. Jesus knows who's serving him. Jesus knows all things. Listen, this is what he said. It says that when Jesus came to the place, look what Christ doing. It wasn't so much about Zacchaeus looking down, Brother Donnie. It was that Jesus looked up. You know why? Because he knew Zacchaeus had a desire to see him. Now Jesus will look at anybody who really wants to look at him. Are you with me? Say amen.
Yeah.
The conqueror. It takes Jesus to conquer all. This is what he done. Look, he looked up and the Bible says, and he saw him. And when he saw him, Brother Lawrence, look what he said. And he said, Zacchaeus. He spoke to him. Can I ask you a question? Let me ask you something real spooky in a Baptist church. You remember when the Spirit of the Lord spoke to you? I can remember it just like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And honey, if he's not talking to you through his word, through the preaching or the teaching or the singing of God's word, you've got to check up. God talks to his children. Are you listening to me? All of them. He said he saw him. And he said to him, Zacchaeus, know you by name. Oh, man. I can't I remember when he said, J.D., somebody say amen. Yeah. Oh, listen to me. He said, make haste. He says, come down, for today I must abide in your house. Are you listening to me this evening? Say amen. Amen. Oh, listen to what he said. Hey, let's go a little bit forward. And he said, when he saw him, hey, they all murmured, and it was all gone. You know what? I leave people murmuring everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, people are murmuring. Right. Some of them love you, some of them hate you.
Yeah.
Somebody say amen. I've learned something. Christ doesn't please them all, and neither can the man of God please them all.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Right.
Oh, it says, and they were murmuring, hey, that he was going to be a guest that was in them. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said, this day salvation has come to thy house. Can I tell you something? He was on a mission with a message.
Amen.
That day it was for Zacchaeus. July the 23rd, 1997, about a quarter to 10 at night, it was J.D. Walker. And when you got saved by the grace of God, hey, the Holy Ghost, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. I know you Baptists like the Holy Spirit. Study the Word of God, you'll find on the day of Pentecost, God sent the Holy Ghost. Woo! Say amen.
Amen.
I like the Holy Ghost because it's a little spooky.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, they think you done went Pentecostal on them. Hey. Yeah, man.
I'll tell you one thing. We had a shout long before they ever did.
Do a
research of the history of the church. You'll find out, honey. Hey, it's us that drove the Spirit out, not God.
Amen.
Hey, listen to me. Hey, look, I remember the day that the Holy Ghost came by me. Do you remember the day the Holy Ghost came by you? Can you know why we can remember those days? Hey, look, it was a mission with a message that matters. The only message that's really going to matter in the mind of your life is when we close eyes and live. I'm glad to report to you, absent from the body, is present with the Lord.
Woo!
Amen. I'm glad to announce to you, old Zacchaeus is in heaven having him a ball. I believe he's around that tree now. I'm going to give y'all something to remember me by, okay?
Give you a little something to remember me by. Some of you look at me a little funny, but I don't care. I can give a flip less. You don't save me. You don't own me. I serve God.
Somebody say amen. Honey, I preached for 11,000, and I've preached for 11 before. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You listen to me very carefully. Listen to me. There's a tree. Woo! In heaven. Did y'all know that?
There's a tree up there.
Amen.
And the Bible says it's amazing how in heaven everything's 12.
Yeah.
The Bible says it has 12 fruits on it.
Yes.
Well, the 12 tribes of Israel. Y'all will get that next week. And guess what? You know what I believe with all my heart? I believe one of them fruits tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
You say, oh, preacher, you've lost your ever-loving mind. That's all right, but it's my mind, my God, my stature, my place in heaven. Just let me enjoy my ride. You set sour and soak in yours, and I'm going on because I met the man that was on a mission with the only message. And I'm a man. You can't make me believe, as much as I like chicken down here, it's not chicken up there.
You say, preacher, you ain't nothing but a nut. That's all right. I'm screwed on the right boat.
Yeah.
I'm screwed on the right boat. Don't you worry about me. You worry about yourself.
Because let me tell you something. There's coming a day that you and I are going to die.
That's right.
Amen.
We're going to leave this world. You listen to me?
Yes, we are.
And we're going to be judged. Hey, look here, we're going to be judged for our works. We're not saved by works. For by grace are you saved through faith by yourself. It is a gift of God.
Right.
But since the day you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're going to be judged for everything that you've done, every word you ever thought, every sentence that ever left your mouth, everywhere your heart was. Me and you and I are going to stand before a holy, a righteous, and an awesome God. We're going to bow before Him, and we're going to give an account. Everything we've ever done. Everything we've ever done. You said, well, the Bible says you can sin. Honey, you know something? All the things we do is not sin. Some things we do is just meanness. Some of it's just cruelness. Some of it's unkindness. You're going to answer to God for it, so am I. I'm guilty, and you are too.
Amen.
I've said things, God, Donnie, I wish to God I could take back, and I know I can't. Bible says you're going to give account for every word that proceedeth out of the man, mouth of God, out of the mouth of man.
Right.
I wish to God I could take them back, but I can't.
Right.
I can't, Brother Owens, I can't.
No, you can't do it.
But you know something? We're going to die. We're going to stand before God. And I wonder, what's it going to be like? Is it going to be all haste, stumble, and straw? Will our work stand to the test of God, the fire of God? You know something? I don't know about you, but I'm here to tell you something this evening. Look here, I know 1,200 people got saved. Woo! Now, I know that don't excite you.
Amen.
I know 1,200 people in the Philippines got saved last year.
Hallelujah.
And that's no credit to J.D. That's no credit to J.D. But honey, you know what? I have a small fracture. Woo! Somebody say to me, I have just a little bit. Just a little bit, a hundredth of a millimeter maybe, to do with our salvation. Guess what I get when I get there? I get a soul winning crown. Yeah! And you know what that does for me? That gets me to the feet of Jesus Christ.
That's right, brother. Amen.
You want to know why? Because just like Zacchaeus, I had a desire one day. I wanted to see Jesus.
Amen.
I wanted Jesus to save me and work in my life. If you'd ever told me that I'd stand before you, Brother Lawrence, and tell you that God gave us a ministry that's seen over 1,200 people get saved in 1 year, that's 100 people a month. Are you listening to me?
Yes, it is.
Have you done the math? It's unheard of in the time we're living.
Right.
When you preach like this preacher preaches, and the Filipinos who preach after me has been, hey, look here, has been taught to preach. Hey, look here, don't too many people want to hear you. Can I tell you something? Most of the time I just give one shot. Woo! One shot at evangelism, and that's all they want. I don't know who he was, but make sure he don't come back anymore. Yeah, that's the theology behind today. Because you know what? People don't want to hear the truth.
Right.
Not only are we living in a nation of lies, we got a leader that's a liar.
Amen.
If you voted for him, may you get right with God. Because he's an abomination in the eyes of the holy and the righteous. So what do? We're demanded by God to pray for him.
That's right.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Greatest thing could happen. Hey, you read the paper tomorrow and say, Obama got saved by the grace of God.
Yes.
Somebody say amen.
Yes.
Yeah! You talking about taking a trip? I'm going all the way around Stuart. Somebody say amen. I'd have me a ball.
Yes.
But you know what? To do that, you got to meet. Mm-hmm. You got to meet the one that's on a mission with the message. Aren't you glad he come by you that day? Aren't you glad you're saved by God's grace? Aren't you glad that Nazarene came by you one day and told you you was lost, you was undone? Wrote in his royal red blood your name on the Lamb's book of life. Hey, look here, the Bible says no man can pluck you out of my hand. Listen to me well tonight. Hey, you know what we need to do? Get a hold of the message and deliver it like Christ. Let us pray. Father, thank you this time. Lord, thank you for this opportunity to come. Thank you for this church opening up their doors. Thank you for Brother Donnie. And Lord, we pray we've done something today to edify the word about Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask you today, Lord, use us, Lord, to be a blessing unto thee. For we ask it in Jesus' name. All God's people said,
Amen. Amen.